get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, in episode 745, we're going to talk about websites getting hacked, how to know if your WordPress website is hacked, and how to fix it. Now, if your website is redirecting to a porn site, your website's probably been hacked.
Yes, that is a without doubt one of the surefire ways. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this actually happened to a client of ours, and they were a very well-established local business in Lafayette, Louisiana, and they called with just the panic, like, oh my God, our website is redirecting to this, you know, porn site. And we got it fixed pretty quickly, but, you know, it's nothing quite worse than, you know, your business's website being redirected to a not so desirable website. And that all comes down to hosting. I'm going to throw this plug in here. You know, they were on cheap hosting. They wanted to, you know, they didn't want to pay the big bucks. They didn't want to go all the way to $20 a month or whatever for a business, you know, and so they were paying the $5 budget hosting, and they were on shared hosting. And a lot of this happens on shared hosting when websites get hacked and stuff, because you can be doing everything possible to protect yourself, doing everything right. But if you're on a shared hosting environment, you're only as secure as your neighbor. And that was the case for them. They had 1,000 other websites on that server, I'm sure. And, you know, hackers got in from someone else's website. And then because they were on the same server, needless to say, we got them upgraded to some nice hosting shortly thereafter, and they haven't been hacked since. So, but we're going to go over kind of a few things, and Tim's going to talk about the article that we're going to actually refer to and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just want to add to what you just said, David, before we dive into the list here, because the same thing happened to me. I was on Hostgator and I got hacked. And it wasn't anything that I was doing. I had that site locked down. I was using iTheme security, and I had that thing locked down just like Fort Knox. And I got hacked because of it was a sideways hack. It was another site on the same server that was hacked. And so therefore I got hacked. So then I thought, okay, like it's one of those things, like fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Right. Rather than just leaving then, I was like, okay, well, maybe it was just a bad server. Like, and so I created a completely different hosting account. I was on a different shared server. It was the same level of account on Hostgator, but it was just a whole new account. So I was on a different server. Within a few months, the same thing happened. And I was like, okay, that's my fault. Like, I trusted you again, Hostgator, and you still screwed me. Yeah. And again, I had the site locked down. So then I was like, all right, enough is enough. And then that's when I switched to WP Engine, and I've never had the issue again. But so David mentioned, we're going through an article from our friends over at WP Beginner. And so this is our inspiration for this topic. And so you can follow along if you want. We have the link in the show notes, but it's a great article that kind of breaks down these different signs of how you know you got hacked. Because sometimes you're not sure. So the first one on the list is you get a sudden drop in website traffic. And the reason why this happens is because if Google recognizes that your site is hacked, they're going to put up this site contains malware, warning on the browser. And you won't be getting traffic because of that. And so that's like usually the first thing. And that's in a lot of cases, that's when people are made aware, because all of a sudden Google tells them essentially because they're not getting traffic to their site. And that actually happened with WP Gears. We acquired the domain wpgears.com, and it was blacklisted on right. some list. And so on certain browsers, on certain operating systems or something, people telling us like, oh, I tried to buy your course, but I'm getting this warning. And so it took us a little while to get it figured out and de-blacklisted. But yeah, that's usually the first sign, is that drop in traffic because of the blacklist warning that Google and other browsers will put on there.
Yep. Number two on this list is bad links added to your website. So data injection is one of the most common signs of a hacked WordPress website. So what'll happen is the hackers will build in backdoors into your WordPress website so that they can insert links to drive traffic to, the websites that they want to drive traffic to, and they're probably getting paid for it, whether it's, undesirable sites most of the time. So you just got to watch out for that. You've got to find out and fix the backdoor used to inject the data in your website and stuff. And there are ways to do that and stuff. So
what's next? Yeah, definitely. And that's what happened to me is, like, at first glance, I wouldn't see anything on my site, but I would like click on different places, and it was like there was bad links added, like invisible links essentially added to like images or like paragraph sections or whatever, that would go to an undesirable site, some affiliate scam or something. And then that was how I figured it out. And that is different than the number three on the list, which is your website's homepage is defaced, which that's you land on the homepage and it's clearly something's out of whack here. It's very clear. It's very obvious that you've been hacked, because all of a sudden now there's just a bunch of ads, right? Very clearly visible ads, or sometimes it could be something really inappropriate, as David mentioned at the beginning of the episode. So there's different things that can happen when your website's homepage is defaced.
Another way you can tell if your website's hacked is if you're unable to log in. Once your website's hacked, what a lot of hackers will do is they'll go in and they'll delete your admin account, so you don't even have access to your own website. So if you can't log in, it might be a sign that you may have been hacked. There's ways to get into your site, obviously, from the host level and stuff, which, that's only a temporary thing when they delete your admin account. But it's one of the signs to be able to tell.
Yeah, definitely. And the next on the list is suspicious user accounts added to your WordPress site. So if rather than what David just mentioned, where your account is deleted, your account's still there, but you go in and you see some accounts, user accounts, admins that you didn't add, that you don't recognize the name, and you're kind of confused. That's usually the first telltale sign that your site has been hacked, when you see those suspicious users.
Yeah. Next is unknown files and scripts on your server. If you're using a site scanner like Sucuri, or something like that, which lets
WordPress, site theme security.
Yeah, you're noticing that, hey, your site all of a sudden grew, 2 gigs overnight. You might want to take a look at it and see if there's, any files or have been added to your site. And it could be a sign that your site's been hacked.
Yeah. The next sign is your website is slow or unresponsive, right? If your website was previously running really fast, and you have good hosting and you have it optimized, and then all of a sudden it's going really slow, but you didn't make any changes. You're in a dedicated, VPS or dedicated server or something like that, so there shouldn't be any type of slowdown. Then that might be a sign that your website's hacked. And the reason is because, or your website's in the process of getting hacked, because if you become a target for a DDoS attack, which stands for denial of service, which basically is your site gets hit trying to log in, like thousands of times per second from different servers around the world. And the sole purpose of that is to bring down your site, right? Or in some cases, the brute force attack is trying to get into the site. They're guessing different password and username combinations thousands of times per second until they get one that's accurate. So either one or two things happen: is they get in or they bring down the site. And so your website can be really slow, unresponsive, or just completely unavailable during that process because it's getting hit so many times. It can't handle that much traffic, even though the traffic is like kind of fake. It's not real people, real traffic. It's getting hit many times. And so, yeah, that'll crash your site.
Next one on the list is a failure to send or receive WordPress emails. So a lot of hack servers are commonly used for sending spam emails. Most WordPress hosting companies also offer email accounts from the WordPress host. We don't recommend that. Unfortunately, when people are new to their website, they think they need this, so they go with it and stuff. And many WordPress site owners use the host's mail servers to send their WordPress emails. So if you're unable to send and receive WordPress emails, then there's a chance that your mail server is hacked to send spam emails, and that will get you on the blacklist. And there are ways to clean that up if that does happen. But we definitely recommend that you don't use email on the hosting level. Use something like G Suite. We've talked about it many times. So yeah, what's next, Tim?
Awesome. Yeah. So the next item on our list is suspicious scheduled tasks. So there's something called cron jobs, which is a process within a server that will run an automated task. And so when you get a real visitor, it'll trigger the cron job, right? And so you can look and you can see what scheduled tasks you have, right? If you have a WooCommerce site, there's going to be scheduled tasks, different things. And all of a sudden, if you notice some weird scheduled tasks in there that you didn't add, it's not by a plugin you added, then your website might be compromised, might be hacked, and might be using it to automate some sort of weird cron job type of thing. So that's a little more advanced and not as obvious as the other ones, but that is definitely a way that you can see that your site's hacked.
Another way is hijacked search results. You may not even realize this. So, you know, in your search results for your website, it shows incorrect titles or meta descriptions. Then it's a sign that your WordPress site might be hacked. You go into your website, you look at your description, your titles, your meta descriptions, and they're correct. But what's happening is they've injected, some type of backdoor program that's rewriting your titles and meta descriptions for search without you even noticing it. So, again, they're driving traffic to their source and stuff, wherever they want to send it and stuff. And that's a sign. And that's kind of a little bit more difficult one to figure out until somebody, lets you know, hey, your meta description is saying that you're a dildo salesman as opposed to a pizza restaurant. You might be hacked.
Yeah. Now, one of the oldest ways to see that a website is hacked is pop-ups. You don't see them much these days because of browser pop-up blockers and stuff like that. But you see pop-ups on the site, whether it's in a new window or within the site. It's not something you added and it's clearly advertising something that you would never advertise. Well, your site's been hacked.
Yeah. Next on the list is your core WordPress files are changed. And this is a biggie. If your core WordPress files are changed or modified in some way, then that's an important sign that your site's been hacked and you need to take care of that pretty quickly and stuff. And again, Sucuri, what's the other one, Tim, you said?
WordFence, iTheme Security WordFence. Pro.
I wanted to say Word Defense, but Word I knew defense. It wasn't right. So WordFence, yeah. So just take a look at that and stuff.
Yeah. And the last one on our list is actually what David mentioned at the beginning of the episode is users are randomly redirected to unknown websites. So you're on a site, all of a sudden it goes to a porn site or Viagra or something random, unrelated. Well, the site's been hacked. And so that's one of those panic moments that David mentioned with his client where it's like, okay, this is like not a subtle thing. This is a major takeover and you got to get that fixed quickly. So one thing I do, we're kind of running up to the upper end of our typical time of length of time for our episodes, but I want to mention just a couple things to help prevent any of this, right? The number one thing, right? If you're not going to do anything else that we recommend, use good hosting. Yeah. David, say if you're serious about what?
If you're serious about your business, you need to be serious about your hosting. It yes. all starts with hosting, folks, period.
Yeah, exactly. It's like my multiple times of being hacked because I was on cheap shared hosting. Since upgrading to good premium hosting, it's never happened. So check out, we've done a lot of web episodes on hosting. Check out WP Zone, formerly Divi Space Hosting. Check out WP Engine, a lot more expensive, but good. Check out Flywheel. Those are all great hosts. You won't have to worry about getting hacked. And then you can add things like iTheme Security Pro or WordFence or Security on top of that. But it all starts with having really good hosting.
Absolutely. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to plan out blog posts for your website. And there's a call. And we're ending this recording in 3, 2, 1.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.